massive human on like ballerina legs. Like if you could take a bear and put ballerina legs on him, like he literally is a dancing bear, like one of the biggest guys I've ever been around. But he moves so fluently. And if you look at his legs, he got these athletic legs and then a big upper body. And he just fluent. Some big guys are like, he's like,
okay. Ed Oliver on Dion Walker. A bear, stay with me. I loved that. A bear with ballerina legs. A dancing bear. He did it better.
Yes, he did.
Much better. Good job, Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver cover band over here.
Willing. Yes. So just before with Sal, the last part of our conversation was naturally, because this is how it is now, about clothes and what the Bills will wear for different games. And that last game, it's the regular uniform, but with the red helmet, which reminded me about this weekend in baseball. It is, throwback cap weekend in baseball.
Sort
of
okay.
Wish I'd thought of it when Sam was on. He was talking about going to see the Dodgers at Fenway. I mean, throw out the record books, Dodgers and Red Sox. They did play in a World Series, I guess. But the Dodgers are wearing the Brooklyn cap all weekend. The B.
Okay.
Everybody's wearing their regular uniforms.
Just different caps.
mostly different hats. I mean, the Yankees hat looks the same. The Royals hat looks the same. So Boston, they're not wearing the red hat. They're wearing the usual navy blue Red Sox hat. But some are pretty cool. The Marlins are playing now in Milwaukee. And the Marlins are wearing, I had this hat. I wish I still had it. I don't think I do.
I looked at a Marlins hat today. Just came across my feed. And I thought, ooh. The color was that what is that teal, whatever their greenish blue color is that they use. It looked so good.
That's the original hat that they wore when they were new that they're wearing today.
That's probably why I saw it in my feed.
Right.
Because I shop for new era hats pretty regularly, and I'll bet that, you know, hey, here's a new thing that's happening this weekend. you buy our hats. Look at this.
It's because of the Hall of Fame this weekend, Hall of Fame ceremony.
Okay.
So some teams are going to look kind of funny. Like, that's not at all the Marlins uniform anymore.
Right.
In fact, there's an F on the hat.
Right. Right.
And they're
the
Miami
Marlins now. Right.
Yeah. But, you know, fine. And Milwaukee is wearing the hat they wore when Hank Aaron played for the Brewers, which is just a big yellow M. A big block yellow M.
All right.
Before they went to the glove. The brilliant Milwaukee Brewers logo with the M and the B. So, there you go.
If I get some golf clothes to match that Marlins hat, I may pounce. I may. The hat could push me to get clothes to match the hat.
Oh, you sure you want to do that?
I mean, I got to keep up appearances, Mike.
Teal?
Yeah.
Big and bright?
Fine.
Like a ballerina with a bear. Body.
Yeah, there it is. I will be a ballerina. I don't know about the bear or the ballerina part.
You got the bear part.
I got the bear part down.
The Blue Jays hat, I don't think this is what they wear now, but I get confused because sometimes I just always picture teams in their old stuff. The Blue Jays have the white panel, like in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
or even after that, the white panel and then the logo. That's Toronto. I saw some of their game last night in Detroit.
Me too.
Blew them out.
Yep.
Took a while, but they blew them out.
Yep.
Everything went their way.
Yep. You said yesterday, watching it, of course, I had the Tigers -1.5. Watching it, I thought, I should have listened to you. You said, they're running so pure right now.
They are.
At one point, I think that was on the air. It was possible it was off. We were talking about them a little bit on and off the air yesterday, I think. But, yeah, not a good bet. But, yeah, they're rolling.
Well, it was one of those games, like, they hit balls where the Tigers were positioned way over there. And the ball, like, Guerrero's double. Somebody hit a bloop into right field. And the right fielder was so playing the batter in the gap. You just no chance. I mean,
yeah.
they got a little lucky. The Tigers intentionally walked a guy to bring up Clement, and he hit a 3-run homer.
Yeah, like, I was watching when that happened, yeah.
And then the next guy homered, Lo Perfido. So
right.
Everything's going right for Toronto lately. Do you have a favorite baseball hat? Do I have to say cap? I probably should say cap. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, before I answer that, because you mentioned the Dodgers wearing the Brooklyn logo. It's a normal style, like a current contemporary hat, cap, right? It's not, I have a couple of those. I was with you when I bought them. I got an Orioles hat and a Red Sox hat that are like styled from the 40s.
Yeah, like, kind of round.
Yeah, like those would look really cool. I don't know that they're really practical to wear because I don't wear mine that often. They fit funny, right? They don't sit on your head the way a fitted cap normally would.
Yep.
But I'd love to see the Dodgers in like those old wool heavy caps, but that's probably not realistic.
I don't think we're going to get that.
Yeah. Favorite, you know, the Oriole, the Earl Weaver cartoon Oriole. I like a lot. I've always liked that cap.
I think they're wearing that again.
Yeah, I think they are too. For a while, they had like a. It looked too much like the Cardinal. Like the
it gives you a chance to say the word ornithologically if you want.
I'm not even going to try to say that.
Ornithologically correct.
I don't think I could get that out without making a fool of myself. But when they had the full bird, I didn't really like that. They've had like an O, like O's, you know, with the apostrophe. Now, give me the cartoon bird. We had a hat, a cap. Excuse me. See, I'm doing the same thing here.
I'm
cap,
fine with it.
Cap. I think I've told the story before. We met Boog Powell at Boog's Barbecue. The kids were really little, and every time we went to a ball game, it was like buy, you know, whatever. You go to the souvenir. You're with kids, so we got. The Orioles cap that was, I'm trying to remember what the color, it was like two colors on it and that logo, like a white front panel, kind of like the Blue Jay thing you were just describing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the bill of it is orange. Such a cool hat. And that logo, Boog Powell autographed it and we left it in the hotel room.
You left it behind.
We mistakenly left it in the hotel room.
To think you could be wearing it right now.
Didn't realize. Well, it fit Owen. So
well, that would be small.
Although he does have a big head. But, you know, he might have been six, so I bet it wouldn't have fit me. And, you know, we didn't realize until we were like, you know, 3 hours down the road. Like, we're not going back for a baseball cap.
No, 3 hours is too much.
But that might be my favorite cap. That Orioles cap.
The 70s Orioles.
That logo on it. Man, I like that cap a lot.
You won't like them this weekend then. Because their throwback is from like the 50s.
Another
a different bird, so to speak. They have the Rockies this weekend, so probably won't be watching much of that anyway.
No, probably not.
Cleveland is wearing an old hat of theirs that looks more like the Reds. The C looks very much like the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
The Reds' C is a little bigger and skinnier than Cleveland. Otherwise, I think they're identical. Very close.
I've seen that logo before and thought the same thing. It's in the Cleveland colors, so you know it's Cleveland, but I thought, that looks just like the Reds' logo.
Yeah. And the Reds' hat this weekend is blue.
Whoa.
How should that be possible?
That seems...
That's witchcraft.
How
is the Reds' hat blue?
Unethical is not what I want here, but that just seems wrong.
It just seems wrong.
It's not seem... What are you doing?
Throwback cap weekend in baseball all 3 days. Time out here. We'll talk to Mike Dempsey. Get a little fantasy football in. It is that time of year. When, isn't it? I know that's what you're thinking, but... Drafts are coming up. He covers the Jaguars. He's been on with us a few times. We'll talk about that team with Mike as well. That's at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.